Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and me husband, Chris Roomsey.
Chris Roomsey, in the studio, Roomsey, in our house, with Rosie. Hello, Ozzy.
Hello, you're right.
Hello, Ozzy.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right.
I've got an ulcer in my mouth. Keep getting them. That's annoying us.
Mouth ulcer has been fucked off. I've got a bit of a blocked nose.
I spoke to someone who had... Have we talked about how I thought verrugas had disappeared? I spoke to someone the other day who said they had a verruga. I couldn't believe it.
Do you know what? I really feel like they're just a childhood thing.
Yeah.
Was it a grown person?
A bloody grown man. If it wouldn't have been weird, I nearly said, can I say it?
Oh.
Just because I hadn't seen one for ages. Do you remember that stuff you used to get where it was like the white cream you put across?
And then bazooka
you
peeled, and that verruga?
Yeah, and you peeled it off and took the root of the verruga out.
You dirty bastard.
Ooh, it was lovely.
It's a video I'd like to watch.
Oh, verruga removal. Hashtag verruga removal. We'll get them on YouTube. So good. Thank you for coming back, you wonderful people. Do you know what? We've been doing really long intros recently and we're gonna crack straight into this here.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
That jingle is coming forthwith. No, right. It's got nothing to do with you. It's got nothing to do with you. Listen to me.
Quite like a long introduction.
Oh, God, okay. What do you want to say then?
No, carry on.
I just want to say thank you very much for listening, for always coming back, you
always.
beautiful people. It's episode 145, and I'm going to roll in. We've got a very exciting sponsor this week. I'm going to roll straight into this week's sponsor.
A real fully blown
very,
sponsor.
Very, very exciting. Okay. Very exciting sponsor.
Exciting.
Very exciting sponsor, Paschetti. Listen, this week's sponsor is...
Yeah?
NFTs and cryptocurrency.
No idea what you're talking
hey,
about.
Hey, get them on. Get it. Get some of them on you for it. Invest in them. You don't know what they are. You don't know what NFTs are.
I listened to a podcast about cryptocurrency in Bulgaria. Right. The queen of crypto or something.
Right.
That was good, but...
Yeah. You don't know?
No, what are you talking about?
Buddy, I don't know what they are. I'm scared.
What's happening?
I don't know. There's things on the internet. No, everyone talks about them all the time. It's NFTs. I don't know what they are. It's like a file, but it's not. And crypto, you can mine it with a computer. Rosie, I feel old and scared and I want floppy disks back.
Right. People are spending a lot of money on this, though, aren't they?
I don't know. Happening. I
don't understand. You're the one who keeps us savvy, Chris.
I'm starting to panic. I understand it less than I understand Pokemon, and I hardly understand that.
What made this come about?
Someone was now and then they pop up, and apparently Snoop Dogg's got $17 million worth of NFTs, and I don't know what they are.
Like actual. He has put $17 million of real money into something.
I don't know how that works. I don't know how it works. I don't know if he's got the things. So I know that they're called non-fungible or fungible. I don't know which one it is. I think it's fungible tokens.
Right.
And it's like a unique file that can't be replicated. Like almost, you know how like a bit of art, you can get an original art in real life. You can get an original painting by an artist.
It's almost,
I think it's the similar thing in that. And I tried to read about it and I got scared.
So it's not like Bitcoin?
It's along the lines of the same.
Holy shit.
Rosie. We're old. We're getting old. I don't understand any of it.
There's a whole other internet bank out there that we don't know about.
People are buying Pokemon cards for $250,000 and then they're buying...
What?
People are buying Teslas with Biplo currency. I can't even say it.
So you can buy real things with it?
I am. I think we are. Our combined age is 750 years old.
Right, okay.
I think we are.
No, well, listen. Fossils. I'm quite cashless, so I'm quite cool.
Right. No, you've just got a card. You've got a card.
Yeah, use me card.
And use the thing on your phone. You only just used that the other day.
But that's what I mean. I'm one step ahead of like me nana and that.
Oh,
who still uses cash.
Congratulations.
You called me old now, touch. I'm cashless. I'm fucking cashless.
No,
but you know what I mean though.
If your nana knows what NFTs and Bitcoin and all that are,
I'm going to cry me
she might, you know, honestly, right? Bridget is proper sav.
Yeah.
Like, she's on her phone. She's got the internet on her phone. She reads the paper in bed on her phone.
Right.
So she's well up to date with stuff. She genuinely, genuinely might. It's her birthday today.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Nana.
We record on, it is Monday the 29th as we record, and happy birthday, Bridget. And this is a fucking long intro, by the way.
I know.
Oh, God. Goodness me. Come on.
Chris, it means nothing. It doesn't matter if the intro's long. Where you got to be? What we got to do? Like, we're an advert, we've got to bloody make a cup of tea.
I feel like it might upset people. I feel like people might be expecting, do you know what I mean?
If some podcasts don't have a jingle at all.
Well, and they can fuck off, personally. How dare they? Do you ever have that thing where you watch, like, I don't know, a TV show on Netflix or whatever, and it has a really long intro, and you watch it for ages, and you're like, oh, and you forget. And then the titles come on, and you go, fuck happened there? Like, you're into it. Do you know what I mean? Like, Sopranos sometimes. Some Sopranos episodes have really long pre-titles section.
Hate it.
You hate the titles?
Hate the titles. Unless really? We make up a little song to it,
right.
I skip them every time.
Okay.
I do enjoy a recap, though.
You do enjoy a recap.
And I also enjoy next week, which you hate.
I always skip a next.
I love a next week.
Right. Guys, does anyone else have this problem? When you're binging fucking 9 episodes of a series in one night, back in the day, when we could do that, but even if you're binging 3, if you're about to watch the next episode, if you're literally about to watch the next episode, you will still want to watch the next week.
Because I'm like, is it going to be good or not?
But you're about to fucking watch it. I'm sure we've talked about this before, but it's very irritating.
Might not.
You still do it. It's annoying. You do it with Below Deck, you do it with everything.
I currently am missing just being able to watch really serious stuff.
What do you mean?
Because, well, life's gone a bit mental again. I don't want to mention it too much, but you know, bloody clickbaiting. We're being clickbaited off with tits
because of
a certain virus.
Yeah.
And I can't concentrate. And so we don't watch anything serious on the night time. We're having to watch brainless shit all the time. I've got so many dramas saved in the bloody planner, and I can't bring myself to watch them because I'm like, my brain, I can't concentrate on this because of the looming bullshit that people are spouting left, right and centre, and we're all gobbling it up like little turkey gobble and I am sick. I'm up a height.
Right.
I'm up a height. Two years of a fucking life spent on this bullshit.
Oh, it's gone serious. Oh God.
No, it has though.
Listen,
Read past the headline.
Yeah. Do you want me
Sorry.
To
Sorry.
Do you
want I'm so pissed
okay,
off.
Yeah. I'll get you a basket of NFTs to cheer you up.
Will it cost us I don't have 17 million.
I don't understand. I don't know if you can put them in a basket. I don't think you can. Maybe an Amazon basket.
Right.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what that is.
I'll get you some.
Anyway, no, I'm okay. It's just...
Do you want some FAQs?
Facts.
Frequently asked questions? do you want some BRBs?
Be right back.
Remember them? Remember when LOL was the coolest thing you
Burbs.
Could do? My burb. Burp.
MSN
Messenger. Be right back. Now bloody people are buying bloody cars with blooming
floppy
disks.
Oh, for God's sake.
Was it? I'm scared.
It's really upset you, hasn't it?
On it, I feel old and out of touch. And I Googled it this morning. I'm not the stupidest person. I'm not the cleverest person. I'm not the stupidest. And I Googled NFTs. And in the first sentence, there was about 6 words I didn't understand. And I was like, just stop trying to explain the thing, right? By using other things I don't know. Like, sorry, if the definition's out there, if someone's Googling what are NFTs, guess what? They probably don't understand all the words you're going to use, so you're going to have to
just
go back again.
Let it bypass you.
I can't. I'm scared.
It's a trend that's going to pass
like
you by. Don't
like,
worry
no.
about it. Don't.
They're gonna
don't
quote
you
dare.
On
that. They're going to quote you on that when all the cash is gone and we're all buying stuff with blooming
USB
sticks.
Rosie Ramsey from the Northeast
quoted
in the bloody. Oh, I next to Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, she said this will be it. Yeah, he'll be good for you after this.
Well, I mean, we are like one separation from Will Smith.
Yeah,
if not even one separation, we've met him now. Holy shit, like I am best friends.
Best friends with Will Smith. First name terms.
Obvs.
I mean, I guarantee if we walked up in the street, he wouldn't know who we are, but like, you meet so many people. But that's fine.
I know.
I guarantee if we walked up in the street, we'd probably be tackled by security, but you know, that's still fine. Take my mind off anything else that's going on.
Oh, just don't worry about it.
Okay. Listen. BRB.
Here's the jingle.
BRB, guys.
BRB. Burp.
G2G. Oh, God.
What's that mean?
Got to go. Nana! Oh, look at you! Oh, you know what G2G is? You're basically dead!
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. I've had a little word with myself.
Just
I'm okay.
Down.
I've calmed it down.
Down. I've calmed it down.
I've got a big hello.
I gave her an NFT oil rub.
Shut up about
no,
the
I gave NFTs. You an NFT oil rub and some,
oil rub.
Yeah, like an NFT oil and then a little NFT gummy and some NFT.
You realise, right, that there's going to only be about 3% of people who have any idea what you're talking about listening to the podcast. Well, so you are, do you know what you're doing now? You're getting rid of listeners.
I'm not even in that 3%. That's the worst bit. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right, well, nobody gives a fuck.
But, Mrs. Angry Pants, the joke I was making there was confusing NFT with CBD, but you didn't even get that. So you can fuck off. You're supposed to be my bloody comedy sidekick. You're not even getting the blooming NFT oil, I said. NFT drops. I even said NFT gummies. Right. We just got some bloody CBD gummies.
Right, hang on a minute. I got sent the CBD stuff, right, to me. You didn't get sent any. And you're Mr. Anxiety. Right. Why did I get sent it?
You've got more followers.
All right.
I don't think they care about my health. I think they just want you to promote their stuff.
Fair enough. Cool, whacking over here. I'll have a few drops now. I'm done in.
You need a fucking bath of it by the sounds
of
things.
Chris, I'm sorry, but it's like, it's just too much, innit? Yeah. It's guys, you know what I'm talking about. We're all living in this world.
It's the clickbait.
It's the clickbait. And it's just
Will Christmas be ruined? Is the headline. Yeah. And you click and you read and you go, probably not because our vaccination's miles ahead of everyone else's.
Yeah.
But it's the way they throw it out there.
Just, it's
the
really
way,
upsetting.
It's the town
it's really
crier
upsetting.
Standing, shouting, terrible news, bad news, just to sell the fucking papers.
Yes.
That's all it is. Yes. And we all,
so,
listen.
I know, I just want to make sure everyone's okay. I hope he's all right because, you know, I think a lot of our listeners are like-minded and they have similar opinions to us. That's probably why they're still here.
100%.
We'll have lost people along the way who absolutely loathe me, but that's fine.
We'll have lost people halfway through this, I reckon.
Possibly. But anyway, I just want to make sure that everyone's okay because it's stressful and it's a lot for your brain and your mental health and
Listen.
Yes.
Let's not worry about all of that. Let's talk about the lovely relaxing weekend we had. Oh, hold on!
God.
The fucking wind nearly blew me house away. That was shite as well.
A
weekend.
It
what
was
a weekend.
The Wizard of Oz, I was here, wasn't it?
Honestly, my sponsor was nearly the wind, right? My sponsor
what was
this
storm
week
called?
The
it was storm.
Oh, I didn't know. But first of all, shout out to everyone. I hope everyone's okay. I know there's been fences down. I know there's been damage to loads of stuff. Oh, my Christ. Honestly, all my mates were doing, my mates from South Shields were just sending us loads of photos from Facebook of people's stuff that are blown down. So I hope everyone's all right.
I feel like we might have trumped everyone. I'm not trying to be the winner of the storm.
No,
but we haven't put anything on social media yet.
Yeah, we didn't put anything on social media because ours was actually the worst thing that could have happened, but it was so fucking lucky at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So we have got some gigantic trees in our garden, massive trees, that until Friday, I wasn't really aware that they were far too close to the house. It wasn't really something I ever thought about. They're fucking too close to the house, and I'm telling you, they're all coming down in the next few months. So basically, we've got a dear listener, we have got a gigantic tree that just fell over.
I think
in the
it's
middle
a
of
fir
night.
Tree. It's beautiful. It's
it was
absolutely,
beautiful.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's not anymore. Rip. Rip. Yeah.
It looks like a drunk fir tree lying in a gutter now.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, I always like it when sort of nature or the universe validates my weirdness. We were sitting watching the telly on Friday night.
Yeah.
We were sitting watching the telly on Friday night.
Yes.
Every bit of wind that happened, I was like, this is bad, this. And she was like, Rosie, it's classic Rosie's going, what's the matter, man? Don't worry, man. Just be laid back like me. Nothing's going to happen. Literally half an hour later, the biggest tree in the world just fucking So we just missed our oil tanks. So we're on oil tanks because we live in the countryside. So we're not on gas. We're on oil tanks. It missed the oil tanks by, no word of a lie, an inch.
Chris, it landed, was it even an inch?
Not
I think
even
it was
an inch.
Smaller than an inch.
It landed on your car.
Mm-hmm.
It landed in our porch. Didn't damage the porch. There's one tiny dent in your car. Mm-hmm. I managed to get your car out by doing an Austin Powers 157-point turn and getting it out.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Did it miss the house?
Just missed the house. There's little lights outside. It even missed the little lights.
Did it?
It missed them little bollard lights that we've
Holy
got on the drive.
Shit.
It was the worst possible tree to fall, and it fell in the only place where it could have done zero
Can I just
fucking
say,
damage.
Thank you, Granda.
What's really
Do you
annoying
thank
is
me, Granda? That was Granda. That was Granda Jimmy. It's his favorite kind of tree.
Every time I see a feather around the house and you say, "Dear Granda," I want to make you eat the feather for being a silly sausage.
But. Somebody was looking after us
you know
that
what?
Night.
Guys, You heard it here first.
Hmm?
I am going to concede that someone was looking out for us.
Who
on
was
Friday
it?
Night. Don't know.
Jimmy lad.
Maybe Grandad
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Zeus, God, Jesus, whatever you want to call it, but oh my word.
Yeah.
That tree could not have fallen in a better place.
We're going to have to put a picture on somewhere so that people can see it. Because I don't think people are going to believe how humongous this tree is. To the point where I keep forgetting about it.
Yeah.
And then I go outside and I'm like, oh shit, that tree's still there.
Yeah.
It's gigantic.
Shout out to me mate.
Oh, yes.
I'm even going to give their company a plug.
Yeah.
The Tree Fella Northeast. If you're in South Shields or any of the Northeast and you need some trees come back or anything like that, he's called Simon. He literally, so I was text him, right? It fell. And I took a photo and I went outside. I climbed out with a porch out the side and everything. I took a photo and I sent him a text. I was like, mate, are you available to come up on Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you work weekends, but are you available to come up and do like an emergency cut down of like, I can't get out. It's pinned the cars in this tree. And I sent photos and I sent like four or five texts and he had his red receipts on and it was coming up that he'd read them all. Even though it was late at night, I was like, you see these in the morning, you might be asleep. But it was coming up that he'd read them all and he wasn't replying. And I'd written out... felt so bad.
Yeah.
I'd written out a text saying, mate, I can see that you've read these. Can you please reply? I'm fucking freaking out.
And then
he started typing and his next text said, at 10 o'clock at night, his next text said, I'll be there in an hour with all the lads. And I quickly deleted that. I was like, why? Fuck, I'm the worst person.
You're horrible.
I am the worst person.
Well, I was shouting at you because you were just ringing everybody. And I was like, Chris, it's 10 o'clock at night. Like, leave it.
I've got no, yeah,
to
I'm
be,
sorry.
To be fair, thank you so much for coming up and cutting it back.
Legends.
So, yeah. And I went to bed.
Rosie, I felt rescued. I felt like a damsel in distress. Not mean this agenda thing, but I felt like a damsel in distress being rescued.
Yeah.
I could have went outside and kissed them all.
Yeah.
I stood there and they were all just chopping the tree away and it was all gorgeous. Oh my God. Fantastic.
It was intense, like.
Really fucking
I'm really,
intense.
Really hope that we don't have another one of them anytime soon.
Yeah. Big time.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Got to say a big hello to a new listener that we've got.
Uh-huh.
Me dad.
No way.
Degsy. Derek started listening. Hiya, Dad.
Is he starting from the beginning or is he starting...
I don't know. I think he's starting from the end. I don't know. He's listened to a few.
Right.
So he rang us the other day and he's like, start listening to the podcast. I was like, I took your fucking time. Sorry. Yeah, I shouldn't swear. You tell us off.
Yeah, whoa. You're not
right, Dad, I swear a lot
dad...
on this podcast. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, so Derek, you've missed a bit. She swears like a trooper. And you know what? Now and then, she's very filthy and also quite stupid.
Yeah.
So
sorry,
get on board.
Dad.
It's going to kill you, Derek, because I know you're a quiz champion, but sometimes
it's going to
make
you talk.
It's going to make
you
talk, girl. She's not thick as shit, but sometimes she just opens her mouth and goes.
Anyway, he rang us and he was like, yeah, I've started listening. He went, I've got a couple of things. I did walk in 8 months. Raging. I was like, bullshit, Derek. And he was like, ask me mom. I was like, she's not with us anymore.
To anyone who doesn't understand that joke, basically we talked about the fact that Derek may or may not have walked when he was 8 months old.
No, he's adamant he did.
I love that that's the episode.
Oh yeah, I know. No, he's raging.
Yeah.
And apparently as well, he wasn't raging, but he did say that he goes to a cafe in South Shields, big up McAnally in South Shields.
Yeah, I know McAnally.
And I think the lass who works there listens.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently every time she sees him, she's like, Rosie said this. Like, what the hell?
Oh, so he's just hearing all this. Fantastic.
So he's had to have a listen. So
fantastic.
Welcome to the party, Dad.
Yeah.
He'll
not be here long.
You'll not be here long. No.
I'd be surprised if he's listening now.
Yeah. love you and all that shit.
Gosh.
Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Listen, big news here.
What?
Very big news. So I've been holding off telling you this all morning.
Oh.
Right?
Ooh.
All morning.
Okay.
So we had a guy in, we're getting a new oven.
Yes.
We had a guy in looking at the...
we're getting a new oven. Ovens. We're getting a new hob.
Yeah, because the hob's broke, but then the
hob's
broke. We're going to get replaced the ovens and all that stuff because the ovens are quite old as well.
Right, okay. We talked about it. God, you steamroll ahead with things, don't you?
I really do steamroll ahead, and not just this.
For God's sake.
Rosie,
why? But you haven't... Right. Well, am I though? Because you hadn't even...
Rosie,
right,
you're going to love it. Guys, listen to how much Rosie's going to love this.
Okay.
We all know how much Rosie loves technology.
No, oven, if Rosie, it's touchscreen, I'll lose me fucking mind, don't you dare.
Better.
No, it's not. I don't want
Rosie,
it.
It's better than touchscreen.
No.
Rosie, this oven we're getting has got a camera in it so you can check what
colour
your food is from other room on your
phone. No, I don't. It's not.
How good is that?
You can piss
How
off.
How good is that?
Chris, are you
so
taking
the
mic? You
get the app on your phone and you can go in the living room, you can be watching the telly and you go, oh, is my pasta bake done? And you can quickly look in the camera and see how brown the cheese is. How good is that?
I'm not, Chris, don't. You haven't, but no.
I'll show you how to use it in that. Yeah. It's mint though, isn't it?
Right, listen, I'm really sorry, listeners, because this is a moment of, this is genuine moment. He's not, you definitely haven't, you better not have bought that. Don't, Chris. I'm not kidding.
No, I haven't. This went better than I hoped it would. So
I'm not having a camera. I'm sorry. I draw the line.
No, I haven't. I haven't. But the man told us. The guy.
Oh, don't. Honestly, I could cry. Why did
this
you do
this? Worked
doing?
So well. I knew you'd be angry, but I didn't know you were that angry. So the guy said, oh, you don't want one of these ovens that does that, do you? I went, well, of course I do, but my wife wouldn't, so we're not getting it. And he went,
it's not
all
touch
right.
screen, is
I
it?
Went, is that it? No, I haven't ordered an oven. But he just said that I went, I would definitely get that, but my wife wouldn't want it. I went, I'm going to have a lot of fun telling her that we've ordered that one, though, now that I know it exists. And he went, oh, great. And I thought, do you know what? I'll save it for the podcast. It's nearly killed me all morning not telling you that. It's nearly fucking killed us. Ah, imagine you gave me a toothbrush because it had touch screen on
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I reading for seeing my phone? Yeah. Seeing me food on my phone.
Apparently there's one as well. I don't know. I guarantee they're extortionate, but apparently there's one that will baste your chicken while it's in there. Baste
How?
The spray water on your chicken while it's in there. Keep it moist.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll break. It's all my brain. That'll break.
You're such a Luddite.
It's all it all my brain just goes to, that'll break.
Yeah.
That'll be good for about a year. That'll be good for 3 months. That basting thing, you'll go, look at this. And then 3 months' time, it'll break. And it'll be like, oh, got to get someone out to fix it. And you go, well, what's the point? And then you never get it fixed. And you go, I've been conned there. I've been conned into that oven. Yeah.
There'll be one guy in the whole country who can fix them. And he'll go around in a van fixing them all. And he'll be like, I can fix it next year for you.
I want a knob. With the buttons.
Well, hey, well, we'll just clip that up. We'll just clip that. There we go.
Stop.
Rosie, I want a knob.
No.
I want a knob.
I want
just
a knob.
Like
I want to put it to the fan-assisted oven because that's all you use. I'm sorry. What is the other shit? Yeah. Use half your oven. What the fuck for? I hate that, you know. There's four bits on an oven that you don't use. When they've got the line at the top and then there's one with the line at the bottom. Oh, I'll just use the bottom half of me oven. Why? Use the full oven. Use the grill. Yeah. I'm all right with the grill, right? Mm-hmm. Grill and the fan-assisted oven. That's the only two things I use. And the light. So I need a knob with three functions. That's all I need. No, I need the grill, I need the fan-assisted oven, and I need the light. And then I need another knob with the temperature on.
So you want
and that's
two
all
knobs.
I need.
So you want two knobs.
I want two knobs, and I want a timer, because I do like a timer on an oven.
Do you understand what you're
and
saying?
And that's all I want.
Do you understand on a recorded meeting, you're just saying again and again, you want two knobs?
Yes, but a knob is a word. It also means a dick. I know it does. Sorry, Dad, but it's also a word.
I'm sorry, Dad!
I'm sorry. I hate the one that complicate shit. I'm actually not looking forward to getting the new hob.
Right.
Because that looks complicated. Yeah. I watched a YouTube
How
video about it.
How many knobs do you want on the hob?
I don't want any knobs.
You don't want any knobs on the hob? You don't want to lean over that hob and get a good knob?
Get a good knobbing. Dad, it gets worse. This isn't even anything. You should have heard. I've talked about fingering and everything, Dad. Honestly. Sharon. You might know her. She gets in the pub.
Oh, God.
Jesus. No, I'm not happy. I'm not happy about this at all. I hate it when they just complicate shit. It's like, here's this. With
can you imagine,
Something that based your chicken. Is that real?
Yeah, it's real, apparently.
Jesus.
The camera thing fascinates me. Can you imagine being such a lazy twat that you will sit in your living room and FaceTime your oven?
No.
What are you doing?
So open the door.
FaceTime in the oven.
I was like watching.
Doesn't pass the day. What are you doing in the other room? Fucking open heart surgery.
I hate
just
the alarm.
Through.
I hate the alarm on the fridge. That pisses me off.
Right.
Got a newfangled fridge, which I didn't really want, but Chris.
I love it.
Chris got it and he loves it.
Was it today. The guy went. He went. Oh, I said about. He said about the camera in the oven, and I went, no, I'm all right. I went, I love all that stuff, but my wife doesn't. He went, oh, you love all that, do you? And I literally just leant to the side and I just knocked on the fridge door, and it goes, when you knock on the fridge door, light comes
inside.
On and you can see through.
Ridiculous. Oh, what do you want to look at? Oh, my jars of Branston pickle.
Aye, I do.
That's all it shows.
What are you gonna
do? Actually really shit. That fridge is shit.
How dare
No, it is, because it's like, oh, look inside the fridge without looking in the fridge. But
it's
you can't see
energy.
Inside the fridge because you can't see past the bottles of stuff.
I can see what bottles I need.
But that pisses me off about you.
Right.
Because the fridge, we've got this new fridge, right? And if you leave it open, it starts beeping. If you leave it open for longer than like 10 seconds, it starts beeping. Yeah. And you're energy. Like, oh, God, what am I doing? Oh, the world's going to come to an end.
Well, what it does is it just gives you a nudge to go, you've had this fucking fridge open a while now, you're wasting energy. And you go, all right, and you speed up putting the shopping in. It's
well,
a good
is
thing.
It about energy, though? Or yeah. Is it about your food getting?
No, it's about energy.
Oh.
Yeah, because if you leave the fridge door open, it takes a long time to get it back to the temperature again if you leave it open for too long. Hence why the glass is in the front as well. Eh? You want your lecky bills to be down, or you wouldn't know how much the lecky bills are because you don't do that, do you? I do all that.
Right, okay. All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
Conceded.
Right. Okay. No, well, you know.
Derekshire does this as well, by the way. She goes in really hard on something and then backs down on it seconds later. It's really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd not. Well, excuse me. I live in a world where my opinion is
water.
Water. Is not watertight at all. You can change my opinion really easily.
Yeah. It's but that's good. It's very much a leaf in the wind, your
It's a
opinion.
Good way to live.
Great.
Honestly, one day I'm well against something, the next day I'm buying it.
Advertising
tell me,
it.
Tell me about that oven again.
Just a little reminder, guys, that we are shortlisted for a National Comedy Award. Ooh. And the voting is still... She already knew. I don't know why she's so excited. And the voting is still open. So if you can just Google National Comedy Awards, it's a .net or a .com, I don't know what it is. Just Google National Comedy Awards and go on podcast and please vote for us in the best podcast category. That would be bloody lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef. Before we go any further, we haven't actually mentioned the fact that Graham Norton, on the Graham Norton Show, that everyone's seen now, Will Smith heard the story of the foursome on a Wednesday.
Foursome on a Wednesday, yeah.
Do you think when that lady emailed us in, do you think she ever thought that Will Smith would be hoying his opinion in on that? Like, how mental has it gone? There was a moment when I was sitting watching...
I don't think that woman will know who Will Smith is.
Maybe. Yeah.
No disrespect. I don't...
Just when you've got that many foursomes going on during weekdays, you haven't got time to watch a telly or films or anything, have
she
you?
She was very much at the beginning of the podcast when we just started. Yeah. And I actually think she thought we were going to give real sound advice.
Yeah, I doubt she's listening anymore.
So I think we lost her... A long time ago.
I think we lost her when we went, foursome, you dirty cow! And I just probably stopped listening straight away.
On a Wednesday. Yeah.
The fact, there was just a real, and we've got all of you guys to thank for this as well. It's just a real strange moment where we're sitting on Graham Norton and Will Smith is weighing in on foursome on a Wednesday, which is one of the first emails we ever got.
Genuinely, so, we thank you. I know it sounds so
no,
nice.
It does. No, you
no,
know what?
Thank you.
We thank you all so much
for
the support.
The comments we got from that show
were
so, so lovely. And don't ever, ever think that we don't appreciate because we do see them. Appreciative. And it's just lovely comments. Like, people really buzzing that were careers. Are going in like well, and it's just lush.
Nice.
It's so nice.
So thank
so
you
nice.
Guys, honestly.
It cements my what's the word?
Here we go. Yes.
No, because there's so many dicks in the world.
Just go ahead with it. Just right. Ball in whatever, right. Whatever word you think, just okay. Say it and we'll all have some fun.
Realism? No, not realism.
Brilliant.
Cement my...
Oh, she's going around. She's looking around. She's got her hand in the
air. I don't know.
She's just pointing at
there's
us
so
with
many
whole
dicks.
Hand.
There's so many dicks in the world, right?
Dicks but or knobs?
Both.
God, good. And how much do you want?
Come on, can I finish what I'm saying? There's so many dicks in the world, but there's also so many lovely people in the world.
Right.
And they're the people that I want to be with.
Right. Not the and dicks. That cements your realism, you said?
Not realism. Cements my faith in humanity.
Cements. Do you mean it restores your faith in humanity?
That's.
Hey. We got there in the end, guys.
The one.
Everyone.
The one.
Everyone, take five, have a drink of water, hydrate, take a rest from that.
Listen, Dad, if you want us to come and join the fountain quiz on a Monday with you and the lads, I'm never far away.
You want to break that winning streak, Derek? Eh? Hey, look, beefs. Oh. What?
Well, yeah, I was going to do a beef, but I didn't think we're going straight in the beefs because I've been Googling.
Right.
Because I was just wondering why I changed my mind a lot and I thought it might have something to do with us being a Virgo.
Oh, fuck me.
But apparently...
Oh, God.
Virgos are worriers and overthinkers. Am I?
I thought they were snooker players.
Huh? Do you mean virgins?
I meant John Virgo, but fair enough. Good joke.
No, Virgos, their minds are constantly going. It can lead to them burning themselves out. Sounds about right.
Bollocks.
But hang on, Virgos are fiercely loyal and give 100% to their loved ones.
You
better believe it. But they won't be used or taken for granted. Once Virgos make up their minds that they're not getting what they're giving... They will promptly show you the door with little drama. And that's true.
Little drama? Fuck off.
I'll ghost the fuck out of you. That's what I'll do.
With a little drama. With little drama. You nearly smashed this room up because I said I was getting a fucking oven with a camera in it so you can stick your little drama up your arse. I've said it before.
I don't actually think I'm a real... All, I don't think I'm a Virgo.
You're not... No
I'm
one's
on, Chris, I'm on the cusp.
No one's a nothing. All of those star signs, it's just a little... It's a fucking
Stop.
Review. It's a fucking 4-star review of yourself that you want to hear. That's
Stop
all it.
It
is.
Tell me when I was 13 with my Virgo book,
right.
Reading it every day.
Right, good.
Living by that Virgo book.
If it wasn't a fucking dictionary, you would tie yourself up in knots a bit less.
Wow.
Jesus.
What's your beef with me?
I'll tell you what my beef with you is. And I've been holding off this all day. I came in this morning raging and I've had to hold this off as well. So the oven, I parked that. So that's my life now. My life is, I can't have a conversation with my wife because I go, I'll leave it for the podcast. So
oh, actually, well, okay, right, okay, right. Well, that goes on to my beef then. Come on, carry on.
You heard it here first, right?
Oh, so read all about it.
You,
right? Read all about it. Extra,
this morning, I'm your car is blocking my car in because we don't have a proper drive anymore because there's a tree on the fucker. So on my car, much like the oven we're going to get, I can go on my phone and I can turn all the heating on my car if it's freezing outside. So I can go on my phone. I'm leaving the house for 10 minutes with Robin. I can go on my phone. I can hide the heated windscreen on, the back, the seats, the lot. I get in. It's beautiful, right? Mm. Your car, I've got to, like, it's blooming the 90s. I've got to go outside and fucking... spray antifreeze on it and whatever, but I actually got in your car and I just turned the engine on this morning. I sat in it for a while and let it go until
Brilliant.
It did, and I got out and locked it.
Yeah.
While I was in your car, I looked down in the glove in the sort of ashtray bit. Don't know why they've still got ashtrays, but I looked in the ashtray bit, and there was a couple of coins, and I was like, "Oh, cracking!" Because I knew I had to take money in for the school today
for the bake sale
for Robin's school. So you said, as I'm taking them in, you went, "You got a couple of coins?" I went, "Yeah, there's a couple of quid in your car. I saw them in your car." You went, "Excellent." I got to your car, right?
Yeah.
I got in. I drove to the school. I got Robin out. I remembered. I thought, I'll get them £2 coins out of the ashtray. The fucking euros, you dickhead.
I knew you were going to say that.
What the fuck have you got euros in your car for? What the hell's the matter with you? 2 euro coins. One's a 1 euro and one's a 10 cents. And at a glance, they both just looked like pound coins because it was the gold
so
side.
So you thought... well, that's
sorry. Am I an idiot for thinking that the coin-based currency in your car in the UK, which has never left the UK soil, am I an idiot for thinking that they might be pound sterling? Am I a fucking lunatic here? Have I lost my mind? For jumping to conclusions that you would have just British money in your car that has never been on holiday, you absolute fucking maniac. Euros?
Okay.
I get £2 you can buy the cakes at school. Oh, your mum's a absolute stark raving maniac. She's got euros in her car for, you know, if she ever decides to pop through the channel tunnel for a fucking ice cream. And earlier in the podcast, you claimed to be cashless, but it turns out not on the continent, just not. On the continent, just got enough for a fucking game of an arcade. God, honestly, I've been fucking raging all morning.
It's for when me and the lasses are around the pool table and we want cement with slots, put it on the side. No, honestly, I've got no idea why they're there. I think what I've done.
I got them out, right? And I went, literally, I got them out, and I looked them in my hand, and I said out loud, I went, I hate her. And I put them back.
What, in front of Robin?
He couldn't hear us.
Oh, well, he's going to grow up with a lovely little complex, isn't he?
He couldn't hear us.
So, right, okay, well, I've got a system, right? So I know what's happened. So we went on holiday in July, right? What's happened is, I've had euros in my purse or my bag, right?
Right.
And then what happened is, I like to transfer things from place to place. I can't just take the thing to the place it's meant to be.
Right.
So what's happened is, I'll have seen them in my purse and I've gone, oh, I don't need them in my purse. So I'll have put them in my car. Mm. And then I should really move them from my car to somewhere else, but I haven't got to that stage yet.
Brilliant.
Because they're not causing any harm.
So you haven't got to that stage. Okay, so you haven't got that stage yet. So we'll just do the maths.
But now this has happened.
No, listen.
Where are the euros now? Listen. Did you take them out?
I'm not a litter bug. Right, because I would have, I nearly threw them into the trees. I was so angry.
Rosie,
I can't go to the Bureau exchange. They don't do coins, you dick. They only exchange notes.
Well, we'll be keeping them for when we next go on holiday.
Brilliant, can't wait.
Chris, give me that specific one, and I'm going to keep it. I'm going to buy something lovely with it.
Why are you laughing like an old woman?
I'm gonna pack it in layers and I'm gonna enjoy them. Pack it in layers. And I'm gonna go, yeah, remember this? Remember this, dickhead? And no, you can't have any.
Wow. So, just doing the maths here. So, that's your system to transfer them from the thing to the car, then uh-huh. move them from the car.
Yeah.
So, this is July that this happened.
Yeah.
So, they've been in the car for. Knocking on five
No, because I haven't
now.
Had that car since July. So they'll have been in my purse.
So they got transferred from another car? There's a chance that they've been transferred from one car to another car. Have you got everything out of your car, madam, before we part exchanging? Oh, where's me euros? Where's me 2 euro coins that I take with us all over England? Fucking... And the worst bit was, I told two of the mums at school who I know what, I was standing talking to the mums, yeah. And I told them, I went, because one of them said, I forgot me pounds. Mm-hmm. And the other one, oh, I've got some if you want them. I went, oh, it's fine. I said, I thought there was pounds. I was booking euros on her car. And one of them went, they'll be for trolleys. I went, they won't, you know. She doesn't work like that. I went, they will not be for trolleys. They'll just be 2 euros in her car for no fucking reason. And I was right.
No, she's right. No, they are for trolleys. I'm a mess, man, honestly.
God.
Virgos, we've got too much.
You're fucking sticking up your ass. Stick me in a Virgo up your ass. What's your beef? If you dare, what's your beef with me? How, if you can dare have any problem with me after the trauma I've gone through today.
My beef with you is you currently love... Uh-huh. Just cutting me off all the time.
What?
So at the minute, yeah. At the minute, right, okay. If I'm talking right about something, you, Mr. Fucking Arsehole,
right.
You currently just go, come and watch this.
Yeah.
Or come and go here. It's okay. Very dismissive.
Okay.
It's really horrible. You've only started doing it just recently.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can I elaborate? So you've said come and watch this, right? You said come and go here. The come and go here is the one I want to come back to.
Is it because you got hot food?
No. The come and go here is the one I want to come back to. I don't know if it's hot or not. I just check the camera, see if it's brown or not in the oven.
No, because you did it last night when you were waiting for your tea, but I was just saying something and you just cut us off.
Right.
Mm. Right, okay.
So... I'm not going to... So no one's going to be on board with us the first time, but then by the second one, I think everyone's going to be on board with us.
I disagree.
So
Dad, are you listening?
Listen, you will start a conversation, a very meaningful conversation, and you will go round and round and round and round the houses. And by the time we've gone around the houses 3 or 4 times and we're sitting with fucking Tiger King paused for an hour, I go... Can we just watch this? Because the whole night has just been eaten into because we're just talking about this again and again and again.
Mm.
The can we go here one is always bed. it's always, we turn the telly off, we get ready to go. And much like when you whip your phone out and start just going on your phone for no reason, you're like, literally, like, it's almost like we go, she'll go to bed and you stop in the doorway downstairs and go, what do you think happens when you die? And I've gone like, oh, God, can we just go to bed? Right, you stop the most ridiculous places.
Right, okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let's not talk to each other anymore.
Can I shake your hand on that? Can we have a handshake?
Yeah. Should we do it now? Should we stop? Should we stop the podcast?
Is that a promise? No, this is work. This is fine. But then the rest of the time, look, you see me in these corridors, right?
So is that all we are now?
Yes.
Colleagues.
You see me in these corridors at this house, right? Just nod. Just nod. I say morning or afternoon, and just go about your day, right? And I'll go about my day.
Wow.
And I'll see you back in the studio every week, and we'll talk about what's going on.
Is that it now?
No, I'm sorry. I felt really sad. Horrible. That. Right, look, I'm sorry, but sometimes you got... Listen, Rosie, right? You're going on a bit. Sometimes you're going on a bit. Sometimes we've got, you know, by the time I've seen that fucking screensaver on Netflix 55 times telling you, season 2 coming soon, such and such, streaming now. You know, the screensaver that's on because people pause Netflix and burn the fucking tubes of their telly while they're shagging. So the screensaver that's there for them. By the time I've seen that the 50th time while you're rolling over the same thing we've just talked about loads of times and not come to any conclusion, I want to just crack on because it's me nighttime and I'm knackered.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, what?
Well, nothing. Got nothing to say. Don't you be thinking you'll get any sort of conversation out of me ever again.
Right. Again. Is that a promise? Can I get that in writing?
Yep.
Is that a promise?
Yep.
Fantastic.
Right. Can't wait.
Yep. Great. So what's the rest of this podcast in 20 minutes of
God
silence?
God knows.
20 minutes of silence?
God knows. Let's carry on.
How, when you've said you won't talk to us?
Well, I'll do the questions.
Oh, okay.
But don't think I'll be elaborating on anything.
You'll get what's written down and nothing else.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Stop that. Don't you babadoo ba me.
I'm babadoo babadoo ba me.
Listen. Like a toddler. All right. But sometimes when it's time to go to bed,
you're just so fucking anal. You're so anal that you're like an 8-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Mum, then we're going to bed.
Why? Because I want to go to bed.
I want to have a conversation.
But I want to go to fucking bed. Thought it was in bed. We're about to go and lie down next to each other. Why? We're having a conversation downstairs in the fucking hallway. And I'm normally holding a shitload of plates like you've had, stuff off, wrappers, and fucking cups, 3 glasses of juice. Balls and fucking bits of cake. Stop it.
We need to carry on because we're going to fall out.
Aye.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Aye, babadoo, ba yourself, eh? Babadoo, ba right up your arse, love.
Oh, up your arse. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public. Oh, no, you're not.
Also, I just don't want to talk too much, Chris.
No, it's not.
Do you want to make you upset by?
You going public? You're putting that up on the same level as your general conversation, because I would agree. Mrs. Gobbledygook. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, at shagmoudinoid@gmail.com. Send your beefs, send your questions, send your dilemmas, send your stories. Keep sending everything. We could do the podcast without it, but it wouldn't be as fun.
No, send your stories for the tours as well.
Yes, please.
Some amazing stuff for that.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please keep me anonymous.
Always.
Just wanted to tell you a very short story that still boils my blood to this day.
Fantastic.
In 2015, I went to my cousin's wedding. We haven't been to a wedding for ages.
No, we haven't.
No. We're avoiding anything social at the minute, like the bloody plague.
Just so we can do the tours.
So we can do the tours and not catch bloody Yina watch. Anyway, in 2015, I went to my cousin's wedding. It's good to know that the bride and groom have low funds and 3 children. Okay, so...
That's good to know.
Well, it's not good to know. I think she means...
Wedding on a budget.
No, it's good to know for the story. Sorry.
But it was a wedding on a budget is what you're trying to say for the story.
Yeah, they've got low funds and they've got 3 children.
Right, okay.
Yeah. For the
Right, for context.
Yes.
Right.
So, basically, she's not saying, it's not a lavish, bloody,
well,
you know, 80
as long as
grand
having
wedding
a good day,
whatever.
That's nothing,
right?
Yeah,
I know it doesn't. She's just saying for the story. Right. Would you listen to the story?
No. All I want to do is, I want to thank her in advance for flagging that up, because she may have went straight in with something and I might start slagging things off.
Well, but exactly. Now I know that. So now you know. Okay. Now,
yeah.
Yeah. During the speeches, my cousin's best man revealed that he had booked them a surprise night away in a luxury hotel for after the wedding.
Oh, wow.
I know. In practice, he said they couldn't afford anyway and they were just going to go home.
Oh, so that's fab, nice.
Isn't that good? This was such a lovely idea and everyone was so happy for them. Until later that night, when the best man went round with his hat, asking for money to pay towards the stay.
I knew you were going to say that.
And it says, we'd already given them a gift and paid to get there, etc., etc. I couldn't believe he was asking people to pay for this gift to them as well. It gets better. He hadn't arranged anybody to look after the children, so he had to go around the room begging people to take them home.
Oh my God, this man flies by the seat of his pants. So,
says we ended the night £20 less off than I wanted to be.
And with and two with children.
And with a child. Oh, they had a child. Couldn't bloody believe his cheek.
Wow.
Ended up with one of the 20 quid less off one of the kids.
So he didn't even go around earlier and say, look, I'm planning on doing this. Does everyone want to chip in? Or plan it in advance. He said it and then walked around the hut going, well, I've said it now. Yeah. So do you want to ruin the night?
Part of me thinks,
Is any luxury hotels around here?
Part of me thinks that couple's in on it.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, they'll have their bags packed.
That's not a bad
So how's she getting home tomorrow? In her dress?
Yeah.
Who's
farming the kids off to random people at the hotel, at the wedding as well, by the way?
Love
That's
that.
Hilarious. Right, one go there. Right, you go with them. Right, you go there. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Love it. Yeah. They may have been in
I
that.
Think
that'll
have been planned and they'll be like, Eamon, what a surprise. Wow. What a surprise.
Wow, what a surprise. We've got the bags packed already. Look at this. Oh, just all of our case. Children have their toothbrushes with them. They take them everywhere.
Or like that advice the mom gives.
Always take your toothbrush on a night out. There
start them young. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hiya, Chris and Rosie. I discovered the podcast about 2 weeks ago and I'm already up to date.
What? Crikey.
Get a job.
Yeah. Wow.
I know that's a lot, isn't it? Thank you for all the laughs and polls which I have extended to my friends and family.
Get in.
My boyfriend and I got together just before lockdown 2.0.
Using lockdown now as frames of references is starting to really get on me tit ends.
It's going to happen.
It's starting to really... And lockdown 2, and it was before that. It's like, it's now a frame of reference for time. I was doing me tits in.
I know, but it's a big part of history.
It's doing me tits in. Sorry, doing me tits in. It's a stay safe started doing me tits in after about 3 days. New normal did me tits in instantaneously. Oh, God. Oh, stay safe. All right, man. Like, I was gonna stay safe.
Yeah.
Like, what did you think? I was just gonna go fucking parachuting, like jumping in front of the car. I was gunny
swimming with the sharks this afternoon.
Stay safe. I live my life being careful. It's how I'll survive. Anyway, carry on.
Anyway, my boyfriend and I got together just before lockdown 2.0, so we decided to move into my one bed flat together, so we didn't have to be apart.
Got you.
Oh, that's cute. However, this meant we had a short-lived honeymoon period, as we had to get comfortable with the idea that each other fart, poo, and have smelly morning breath very quickly.
Got you.
Yeah. As we were together 24/7. Mm-hmm. We're both very relaxed people, so it didn't take long for me to be farting on him mid-spoon or him to leave the door open whilst having a big smelly shit.
Fantastic.
Great.
That's how it's life. Tis life.
Anyway, to pass the time, we asked each other lots of questions about life experiences, date stories, and embarrassing moments.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Very good way to break the ice.
Should
have
recorded it. Sounds like a podcast, but yeah.
I am an incredibly socially awkward person, so I have plenty of these stories.
Mint.
I told him all my embarrassing stories, and for some reason, he still loves me. But the one I'm about to recall, he said this was too good not to share. So here we go.
Oh.
Hmm. Sadly, my dad passed away when I was 5.
Oh.
I'm now in my mid-20s, but I still regularly visit his grave.
That's so lovely.
I know. Several years ago, I went up to his grave with some flowers, and upon arriving at the gate to the small graveyard, I saw there was a funeral/burial going on. Immediately struck with anxiety, as I would have to walk past a group of mourners, and I feared they might talk to me. I walked through the gate and accidentally made eye contact with the lady who was attending the funeral. She gave me a warm smile. So ignoring all my instincts to not interact with anyone, I gave her a big smile back. Big mistake.
Oh.
This invited her to start a conversation with me. God forbid.
I was going to say, Jesus. She's going on like just pulled a gun on her. She opened her mouth and spoke words.
Social anxiety,
face.
Though. Social anxiety. We don't suffer from social anxiety. Mm. It's a genuine, real thing.
Yeah, fair enough.
I get it. I get it. And, you know, and I think as well, actually, I don't suffer from social anxiety at all. But if people are mourning at a funeral.
Yeah, you don't
want to
play it, yeah.
You don't want to be walking past and...
Yeah, you don't anyway, want to. It's their moment. It's very much their moment, yeah.
By the by.
Come on then.
So, this lady started a conversation with
right.
him. So how do you know Mike?
This oh, puzzled fuck.
Me. This puzzled me, as I wasn't sure how she knew my dad. But avoiding making more conversation than necessary, I simply said, he's my dad. The lady looked taken aback and said, oh, okay. I then gave her another smile and sped walked over to my dad's grave to put the flowers down.
Speed walked, but okay.
Oh, speed walked.
She wrote sped walked.
Sped walked, yeah.
She might have just missed a knee out. Yeah. Or she's stupid. Fair enough.
And speed walked over to my dad's grave to put the flowers down. On the way out, the woman who I spoke to called out to me, are you coming to the Red Lion pub? Confused again as to why this woman was speaking to me, I shook my head and left. Walking back to my car, I was trying to work out what just happened. Did I know this woman? Was she a relative I didn't recognise? And then it hit me. Mike was most likely the name of the poor sod getting buried that day.
Yeah.
I raced home to confess all to my mum. She was mortified. She told me I had to go to the wake and explain everything. What if the woman who spoke to me was his daughter?
I never thought of that.
Had right. I just...
So, sorry. So straight away, I'm like, right, her dad's called Mike.
Yeah.
And the guy's called Mike. They've got the same name. Yeah. I clocked onto that quite straight away. And I uh-huh. thought, where's the story going? That just... But yeah, she... that woman's then gone to the Red Lion and went, do you know he's got a daughter?
Secret daughter?
Who just walked past and yeah. went and put flowers on another grave.
Yeah. Imagine, how do you know Mike? It's my dad. He's your dad. So, like, she's freaking out.
She doesn't. But the woman initially wasn't that. She went, all right, didn't she? She went, he's my yeah, dad. Yeah, and yeah. went, all right, so Mike must have put it about.
I know.
We got another one here. Another one of Mike's sprogs just turned up here. Another one from his bollocks. You know what Mike was like? He was always putting it.
I know. I don't. Do you want to come to the pub?
Back in the night. You come to the pub. It's like 40. Another of his bands. Not none of his look alike. It's mental.
Oh, I love it. She's carried on here. Had I just accidentally confessed to being the love child of a secret yet imaginary affair?
Wow.
Much to my mum's persuading of how I'm potentially ruining a family's life, I refused to go to the Red Lion pub as this lady was most definitely going to push me for answers and I feared I would spontaneously combust trying to answer my awkward self. 7 years have passed and wow. I still wonder whether this family still think about my appearance at the funeral of their relative's funeral.
Wow.
I hope they went over to the grave I laid flowers down and saw the headstone, which has Mike on it, and put two and two together. Sometimes when I visit...
They didn't. I know. They didn't.
Sometimes when I visit my dad's grave, I go over to the headstone of Mike number two, pay my respects, and apologise for any grief I've caused on his big day.
That's absolutely beautiful. That is... Oh, well done, you. That is beautiful.
Do you know what great. It is, though? That is something that... I'm so Mike, listen, I'm so sorry.
If there was any fights in the Red Lion, I'm really sorry it wasn't. It wasn't my fault. It could have been, they could have been smashing chairs over each other and all
genuinely,
kinds.
Genuinely, there's going to be a family out there who's like that lass at the funeral
yeah.
who said that my dad was her dad? Dad? Mike? Mick?
Oh,
Michael?
Man.
I just thought that was really interesting. So you never Very know. Good. If there's anybody listening now, who went to a funeral of a Mike, who then went to the Red Lion pub.
Yeah, listen.
Don't worry. It was a simple mistake.
I don't like shout outs at the best of time, but that one can fuck right off. That is a long shot shout out of every I've heard one.
Chris,
I'm loving that.
How many downloads we got?
Oh, not that many. Christ.
We have?
Ah, but still, how are you, man?
You never bloody know. Nah, she didn't say where she's from.
Oh, great. There we go, then. There's another.
No, hang on. Can't wait to see you both at the O2 Arena. In November.
All right, so she's from England.
And Chris again in Milton Keynes in March next year.
So she's
from bloody Milton bloody Keynes. Right, so if you were at a funeral in Milton Keynes of Mike seven years ago.
Is that what she said?
To the day.
Is that what she said? 7 years?
7 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And you went to the Red Lion pub after. He hasn't got a secret daughter. It was a simple mistake. There's two Mikes.
Yeah.
He's opposite. Go and see. The evidence is there.
Okay. Well,
We've just solved a mystery. Mystery. Babadoo. Hello, Rosie and Chris. I was on holiday, mid-noughties, in Magaluf on my first teenage holiday without parents.
Banging.
Setting the scene, it was me and three friends, all with very cheesy printed t-shirts and cowboy hats.
Brilliant.
In brackets, cringe. Of course, we attend the obligatory booze cruise. While I'm swigging terrible warm drink, an announcement is made over the DJ's microphone. Cathy McGurk, will you please stand up? Confused, I do so, with my mates bursting into laughter. The DJ continues, lads, she is out of order. Like a DJ. I begin to turn a deep red as the DJ begins to tell last night's story to the entire booze cruise of approximately 100 people.
What the hell?
I know.
What is this?
A dickhead DJ?
Yeah?
Telling a story?
Some dickhead friends?
Yeah.
What's the story?
Well...
Morning Glory.
I'm going to tell you the story.
Okay.
Honor. Did you like my DJ impression?
Yeah, but don't don't do it all the way through because it's going to get old quick.
Oh, man. I don't think he talks again.
Great. But he tells a full story.
Well, I know, but she's now telling it from her point
of
view. I can't tell these people how to write their stories.
Okay.
I like to just do it as they say.
Okay.
Because it makes it more real.
Right, man.
The night before, I had dressed in standard Magaluf circa 2005 outfit. White hot pants and a dressy vest top.
Yeah, banging.
Absolutely. Yeah. Been there, done
that.
White
hot pants and a dressy
vest
top.
Got the dressy vest top.
Great. And I sat on a wall halfway through the night and had mud on me white arse.
Yeah. We made our way into town and a few drinks in came across a bucking bronco. Great fun, we thought. A couple of friends went first and we studied their technique. Me and another friend then jumped on. I was holding on the single short rope in the middle of the beast's back and my friend sat behind me. I'd seen that the key was to grip tight with your thighs.
Yeah.
So that is what we did. We did bloody well. Survived for ages despite the pain in our thighs.
Wow.
Repeated pounding of my friend into my lower back and aching in my hands from holding on so tightly. In the end, we tumbled off, exhausted, but very proud of our achievement.
Right.
Well done. When I got off, I asked if anyone else's VJJ was killing after that. Puzzled faces looked back at me. While friends were queuing for celebrity drinks, I nipped to the loo. There I saw.
Oh.
Blood.
Oh, not on a vagina.
Bollocks, I thought. I've come on. But under closer inspection, I realised I hadn't come on. Instead, I discovered the source of my painful VJJ.
Oh, God.
All of one lip was an angry, bleeding mess.
Oh, one lip.
The worst friction burn I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
My hot pants must have ridden up and my knickers moved across, leaving my bare VJJ exposed to the rough rope I was clinging onto minutes earlier.
That is rotten.
However, as much pain as I was in that night, it paled in comparison to the painful scabbing that followed in the next couple of days, made worse by the continued exposure to salt water. Luckily, I had lovely friends to get me through and take care of me, making sure it was our secret, until, of course, they shared it with the DJ. DJ.
That DJ one's locking up for telling that story.
Vile,
what a
that,
massive
isn't it?
Tosser.
I know.
Oh,
you might see him, couldn't you? All right, everybody, hey, we're doing it. We'll go on. Booze cruise. Hey, where's Kathy? Oh, how's your fucking fanny, Kathy? Huh? Oh, fucking scabby shit. Don't know why he's Australian.
Yeah, he started off kind of Geordie, then he went Cockney, now he's gone Australian. She's covering all the bases.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I like to think, hopefully in a perfect world, I like to think the DJ started telling that story and was like, everyone! And everyone just sort of like looked at him and thought, oh, you're a bit of a twat.
Pillick.
But I don't know. I think in the noughties, that kind of shit was okay, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
wouldn't
think we've
happen
come a
now.
Long way since then.
Couldn't do it now.
I think the whole place were like, way!
Yeah.
Like fire Fanny and that.
Yeah. Bless her, though.
Oh.
Bloody hell.
God.
She must have really. She must be very competitive. You know what I mean, though? I'm not being funny. Yeah. I like to win the competitions, but if I, you know, your friction burn on you, she must have literally just, eye on the prize.
I just want to feel sick. It must have been the adrenaline. She must have been buzzing.
Must have been.
Bloody friction, Fanny. Friction flaps.
Get her Olympic material.
I don't think the Buck and Bronco is an Olympic event. just so you know.
Well, no, but she could. If you've got that mindset, you could do anything. She could, if she really trains hard, she could be whatever she wants to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that not right?
I mean, yeah. Let's
people,
not use
no,
it.
I'm not
let's
being
not
funny.
Use
people,
it. Let's add on. Let's not use it as advice for our children in the future. You know,
you're not really... born an Olympian. You've got to work to get there.
Yeah, but I don't think at any point one of them burns their fanny on something and goes, "Do you know what? I've got longevity. I've got staying power. I'm a determined person. Do you know what I've got? I've got the eye of the tiger and the fanny of the friction."
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hi.
I have travelled to Australia as a backpacker, and I know how much you love hostels.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh, jeez.
I'm yawning.
Keep me up, are we, dickhead?
Yeah.
This particular room I was in had 6 beds and its own bathroom. Having its own bathroom, I noticed people had their toiletries on hooks around the mirror above the sink. Just level with the sink basin, I saw a hook where I attached my bag. A carrier bag at the time, as I'd just brought the toothpaste and toothbrush and other bits of toiletries.
Okay.
I then showered, brushed my teeth and went about my day. I was out for the evening and I came back very drunk and climbed onto my top bunk and slept till the next morning. That morning I woke up and my mouth was dry. My teeth felt furry. So out of bed I climbed to give them a good brush. And it was in that moment when I opened the bag, I could not believe what I saw. I saw a tiger!
Oh, motherfucker, we're back. Oh, God. Is that because Tiger King season 2's on, you massive dickhead?
No, it actually is. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's really annoying because I actually thought of bringing Tiger Trapping back.
Got you.
Tiger King season 2's on, but you got it too early.
I got you. It says, no, I'm just kidding. There was a nice, lovely, used tampon just sitting there on top of my toothbrush.
Oh, they thought it was a bin.
Toiletries.
Oh, they thought it was a bin.
Someone had mistaken it for a bin.
Oh, no.
And that is exactly what it became. I went to stay with my friends who had an apartment that same day.
Oh, God. Is there anything worse to go on your toothbrush than a used tampon? Rather than some feces?
No.
That's about it.
Possibly
isn't it?
Not. Why would you do... Oh, though, I suppose if there's just a carrier bag.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
What?
Would you rather?
Right.
You got your toothbrush.
Yeah.
You've got to brush your teeth with the toothbrush.
Yeah.
You have to brush your teeth
okay,
with this toothbrush.
Okay, so is it life or death?
Life cannot continue. You have to pick one of these things, right?
I hate it.
You have to pick one of these things. I gun at your head then.
Let's do money. I like money.
No, because you can just make it, you know. Right. Gun at your head.
Gun at my head.
You've got your toothbrush in your hand.
Yeah.
Right? There's 4 buckets in front of you. Right?
Right.
You're ready to rock and roll. Okay?
Yeah.
Toothpaste's not on yet. We've got to dip the toothbrush into one of these 4 buckets and then put your toothpaste on. Right? Gun at your head. You have to do it or you get killed.
I don't like guns. Right? It's life or death. Just take the gun out of it.
Why?
Because I don't like guns.
But... Okay. I'm just going to... You know what?
Samurai sword to your knife. To your throat. For my best.
Tree. Giant tree about to fall on you.
Yes,
you.
Okay.
There we go. Oh, that's better, is it?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Don't
what
like guns.
A maniac.
Gun,
right.
Gun culture.
So, there's 4 buckets. Yeah. You got your holding toothbrush.
Yes, yes, yes.
In one bucket is a load of used tampons. You've got to dip it in and swirl it round in all the used tampons.
Is it mine?
No. It's whoever was walking past when
the
murderer slash billionaire who was setting this all up. It's whoever was just walking past.
Can it be all of my friends?
No, you don't know any of them, and Idris Elba is not involved in any way, shape, or form.
Stop mentioning. Stop mentioning him. I don't want to mention him anymore.
Thing load tampons. The other bucket's got urine in. The other bucket's got vomit of strangers.
Oh, God.
And the other bucket's got all of just feces.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
you've got to dip your toothbrush in one of those,
right,
and then brush your teeth.
Right.
Or a big tree falls on you.
Right.
You
okay. No, I know.
Which one?
Piss.
Right. Okay. Piss isn't an option anymore.
No.
So
no. What? No. You can't just take away an option.
It seemed too easy. It seemed
you
too easy.
You can't take away an option.
I didn't think it through. It's gone. So the other three are the only options. Loads of vomit. Feces or the tampons.
This podcast is horrible. Your dad's not listening anymore. He's tuned out. This is vile. Why are we still on air? Why is this still a thing?
We want Graham Norton.
Right, I know. We've got our own TV show, Chris.
Listen.
And we're doing Would You Rather Stick Your Toothbrush in Period Sick or Oh, shit. Listen. What's wrong with her? What's wrong with you?
All right.
Right. No, listen, I'm going to answer.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going with.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I'm going with the tampons.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going with the tampons.
See, my plan was to get rid of the others until you picked tampons, but you've picked it.
Yeah, I'm going with the tampons because vomits, no, absolutely not. Yeah. That would make you sick.
Yeah.
The taste of someone else's vomit. This is horrible.
So remember to vote for us. We are shortlisted for a national comedy national comedy award. Remember to vote for that. And
tune in our chat show next year on the BBC.
Yeah, we will be asking Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, which bucket would you rather dip your toothbrush in?
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Marry Annoy. Dad, I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry, Derek. I regret nothing.
Feel free not to listen anymore. I won't be offended. And I'll keep you updated on my life in other ways. Love you a lot. See you next week, guys. Thanks so much.
Yeah, this is part of the Acast Creator Network, by the way. I'll do a job for a while. She's just using our podcast to chat to her dad. So unprofessional. Guys, keep sending your stuff in. shagmarrynoid@gmail.com. Still tickets for the December Arena Tours if anyone fancies it. And please vote for us in the shortlist for the National Comedy Awards. And that's all I've got to flog this week. Love you, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.